The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You were saying?
It's been a great journey.
We've learned about, you know, the different clan feuds that we've touched upon with the McGregors and the McLeods and the McDonalds and the Campbells, and it just goes around and around and around and around.
It's as interwoven as this tartan. It basically has shaped the land.
It's as interwoven as the tartan. I love it. Have you been storing that one up?
No, I think it's the whiskey. It's pretty strong.
And I've seen the family seat, Sween Castle.
You have. I've been to the Frasers.
Here's to long memories and friendship.
All the way from Providence, Rhode Island, welcome to Outlander Cast. It's a podcast dedicated to the show Outlander and Men in Kilts on Starz. Is Mary Larson.
My name is Blake, and I've always wanted to have one of those really huge, massive dinners on one of those really huge, massive tables in like some hall. You know what I mean? Like with the pig and the apple.
Like the scene that we just got to see with Graham and Sam.
I've always wanted to do that. Like, I wanted to feel like Bruce Wayne for like just for like a half hour.
Okay.
You know, dress up in a suit and, you know, or a tux and a kilt, do the whole thing, you know.
Why not?
And have the apple with the pig and, you know, fish, just fish heads and, you know, and a tartan in the middle of, I mean, Bruce Wayne doesn't have a tartan, but you know what I'm saying? I'm in on that, man. I'm in. Let's do it.
Yes, yes, I agree. Well, we are so excited to be talking all about Men in Kilts, the latest episode. But before we do, we wanted to remind you that we do all of these podcasts, different podcasts, at maryandblake.com. We stream them, of course, on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. And if you are on Facebook, we'd actually love to invite you to some of our online communities there. First and foremost, if you are into the Outlander series, you want to make sure that you're in the Outlander Cast Clan Book Club. There we are having some wonderful read-alongs led by our Outlander Cast staff member, Angela Hickey, gearing you up, getting you ready, all sorts of things ready for Bees when that comes on out. So make sure you're there. And also, if you enjoy our podcast that Blake and I do, we actually have a Facebook community there. Just search Mary and Blake and request to join our group there. We would love to have you.
All right, you ready to get into the show?
Yes.
Let's do it.
All right, Blake, let's kick things off, my love.
Yep. The episode title was Tartans and Clans, and it was, you know, a pretty dang good episode. It was one that I really enjoyed. And I thought it was really well produced, and we got some cool information, and, you know, little bits of information, little hits of people and things that are happening in the clans, and how to make little tartans and little things. But you know what? A lot of fun.
I agree.
A huge improvement over the last episode. Like a totally huge improvement.
Yes, 100%. There were a couple little choppy bits that I had written down in my notes, but aside from that, This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Men in kilts and talking about tartans and talking about the clans.
Yep.
You know, it's one of the things that I've wanted more of in the book Clanlands, the companion to the Men in Kilts show, is I've wanted to know more about the clans and see these people. And I will say, sometimes when we're talking about the historical aspects in the book, I get a wee bit bored. But seeing this stuff on the television, I love it. I love it. I love it. So we would love to talk about our ratings. We'd like to rate episodes on a 1 to 5 scale with our kilts ratings. Those of you joining us live, let us know what you thought about this episode. 1 if it was the worst, 5 if it was the best, or somewhere else in between. I'm going to give this episode a 4.8. I enjoyed it. I didn't laugh as much as I have in the past, but that's not a bad thing.
No.
You know, this was really about the tartans and the history and the clans. So I really, really enjoyed it. It's near perfect. You know what I mean? Near perfect. It's just, I know that I have personally laughed a bit more with Sam and Graham, but I'm also wondering if they've used the laughing moments to fill other episodes that may have been a little choppy or a little iffy.
Certainly.
To like be like, oh no, that episode was perfect. They laughed a lot, you know? So that's really where I'm at. A solid 4.8. How about you, Blake?
Like the last episode, the sea, air, and land. Not great, Bob. For me, you know what? Surprisingly, I'm giving this one a 4.7. Not surprisingly, but it's a relatively high score for me, and I'm in on it, man. I really enjoyed this episode. I loved the historical context that we got. I loved seeing the process of tartans being made, though. Well, we'll get there in a little bit. So I'm a 4.7 on this one. I really enjoyed it. I think this was one of the better episodes of this season. And actually, Elizabeth here on Facebook says, I think this episode should have been earlier in the season. And Marvin, what do you think about that?
You know, I'm having that issue in the book. In the book Clanlands, I'm having this same issue where it's like, oh, this is what I want right now.
Yep.
But on the flip side, I've had a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. So would it have been good in an earlier episode? Maybe. But as I said, this wasn't like a laughing episode. So maybe we needed those more lighthearted, jolly, get to know Sam and Graham, just in case people don't know who these two blokes are. But we all know who they are. But maybe someone stumbled upon it, you know, had a new star subscription. So I think that they allowed the levity of the first several episodes and left this one because they really wanted you to enjoy your time with Sam and Graham.
Sure.
And then we can get into this meat of the matter, you know?
So, your GBG.
My GBG.
You're good, you're bad, and you're great.
My good is the walking group. Those women, first off, they're not doing the singing and the working with the fabric with pee. So that was
peeing.
Great.
That was
no
excellent.
Pee. Like,
there was a pee-less
walking,
song.
Sing-along, exactly. I just think it's so great, you know, to have this culture and have these groups that are still going on. I want to find a CD of these different songs and understand what they're singing about and what the purpose of it was. You know how the woman was saying, like, there's different beats and there's different movements that we have to be doing.
Yep.
I could have spent so much more time just understanding that. And I love the companionship. You know, we had that aspect even in the basket weaving, the episode where there was basket weaving, just how people would sit and do these things together, especially now with the pandemic where we're not really still able to be with that many people, to know how these community aspects were work, but they were able to make it a little bit more fun, a little enjoyable, and had this tradition passed down. So I just loved
even
that.
Even singing the same songs that are featured in Outlander in season 1.
Mm-hmm.
How cool. I think it was like the same group of ladies. I wonder if it was.
I would hope so. I would hope that some of them could have been there. My bad, so little and so nitpicky.
Okay, what do you got?
Yep. But we ended last episode with Graham McTavish talking about how his biggest fear is his fear of heights. And we had this, it took up like a third of the episode, him, you know, going down the cliff and everything. And we all know by this point that Graham has a fear of heights. So we started this episode with Sam and Graham in a chairlift where Graham's like, I don't know if I told you this before, but I have a fear of heights. And Sam's like, do you now? Do you really?
Yeah.
So obviously this was recorded before or somewhere in the editing process. And it was just weird because obviously, like any of us watching it at this portion in the show, we were very, very well established in the fact that Graham has a fear of heights.
Yes.
And being people who've read the book, most of the book Clanlands, Blake and I and any other book readers, we know that that chairlift actually led to them going and having a really beautiful conversation about a friend of Graham's.
Yeah, and, who had passed away.
Who had passed away. And obviously, like, that doesn't necessarily fit into the Men in Kilts show and all this stuff, but I think, like, I was getting excited, like, oh, they're going to have this big heart-to-heart, or maybe Graham's going to make some mentioning of the Lord of the Rings, because what they talked about in the book while they were on the ski lift.
Yeah, right? He had to sing in order to stop, in order to, like, concentrate and stop sand from shaking the thing.
Yes, he went in detail. If you rewatch that little bit in the beginning of the episode, you see Sam just shaking it. But it just felt a little weird, as I said, to start this episode, like, I have a fear of heights. No way. Yes, yeah. I do.
It was a major continuity issue. Yes. I would agree.
Yeah, so that was it. And as I said, nitpicky, but whatevs.
The devil's in the details.
My great is Sarah Fraser, which I know. You're like, what? Who? Sarah Fraser was the tour guide, the woman who welcomed them to the castle, the Fraser Castle. And I got to tell you, after we had that creepy woman in the graveyard who just, like, you know, undressed Sam with her eyes and was like, do you want to get locked in the jail and take your clothes off?
You're going to take your clothes off?
Like, after that creepy woman, I have been very protective of Sam Heughan whenever he interacts with people. You know.
She was, like, breathing heavy into the
mic.
Oh,
man. I loved Claire, the herbologist. You know, the woman with all the herbs. Yes. Loved her. Chill. But Sarah Fraser, like, she rocked a floor-length kilt.
Dude, that tartan was gorgeous.
It's our tartan, yes.
That was gorgeous. It was the first thing I noticed about her. And, like, I'm not one for floor-length skirts. I'm not into it. But that was stunning.
Right?
Stunning.
She just, like, brought about this air of classiness.
Yes.
And humility.
Yep.
And she knew her Outlander facts.
And she could handle those, too.
She was like, oh, yeah, but our family did this. And once again, Graham's like, Sam actually isn't a Fraser. Like, you guys, what are you talking about? But she could hang.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, I'm pretending to be one of the guys or I'm being fake. Like, she was just so confident.
Yep. She wasn't creepy, take your clothes off, lady.
Yes.
She was the opposite of creepy, take your clothes off,
lady. She also wasn't super awkward. We've hung out with some different people when, you know, they're interviewing and it's so staged. I'm thinking about the musicians, for example, or the guy when they had to, like, pick up the stone, that poor guy, he was just awkward, like, yep, this is my job, I help people pick up a stone.
Right.
Like, just felt awkward. This lady felt natural. This lady felt good.
She felt like she owned the camera.
I mean, but then again, she, like, lives in this castle.
So how can you not just, I mean, she probably just feel like you're castle, wicked important?
Yes, yes.
You guys, basically, they were lucky to be there with her, not the other way around.
She was like, I have to do what for TV? Okay.
Fine. I'll just wear my beautiful tartan skirt.
Yes.
Like, look at that. It's in our studio. If you're watching us live right now, you get to see this thing, and it is stunning. Look at it.
Well done, Sarah. Oh. Well done. So she's my great.
That's my girl right
off.
There. If I die, can I come back and be Sarah Fraser?
Can I please be Sarah Fraser's left foot? I mean, I'd be happy even just being that.
Foot. Karen here on Facebook says she was regal. You know what?
Perfect.
Great. Much more classy classification than what Mary and I have been saying.
Yes.
All right. My GBG, the good, was there was really an underlying tension between all of the clan rivals.
Yeah, man, it's no joke.
Like, it wasn't over the top. It wasn't like in your face, I'm going to punch you and, you know, we're going to go to war here. But it was, they said it in the show, it was just this thin veneer of being polite. That's it.
My grandmother said that our family couldn't play with Campbells.
I know. You're just not allowed.
Not allowed.
Can't hang out with Jimmy.
Steal your sheep.
But yeah, there was some real underlying, like, tension. Like, you could feel the unease. You can feel the general disgust. But it's been eased over. It's been, like, smoothed out over time where I can be in the same vicinity as you. But I still don't like you.
It makes you wonder what they do, if they do anything extra. If they do, like, football games, you know, clan against clan, or if they pull pranks on each other, you know, like colleges do, like, oh, let's go steal
their towels in the bathroom,
yeah,
you know, whatever, just, or to, like, do they toilet paper each other's castles?
or are there like characteristics of themselves, kind of like Harry Potter houses?
Yes. Oh, sorry. Yes.
You're a wizard, Harry.
That they're really proud of. You know what I mean? Like, we are brave and chivalrous and determined and sometimes a little too driven, where we kind of block out all common sense. Or, you know what I mean? Like, are there these qualities that they're like, no, we're McDonald's.
Right.
We do this.
Right. I mean, the real one where, like, the first two guys, like, there was, you know, like, you could tell that they were like, okay, yeah, like, I know we're not supposed to like each other, but, like, you're not that half bad. The real tension, though, was between the McGregor guy and the McLaren guy over Rob Roy's grave.
Oh.
They're like, yeah. Oh, yeah, here's a toast to whoever is buried here. And the guy's like, yeah, Rob Roy. Like, no, it's Rob Roy. Like, no, you know, and he just had to get that final little dig in.
You know that his family, when they watched the episode, they were like, yeah!
Good job,
you got
man.
That dig on Starz Television with those Outlander guys.
Screw that McLaren guy. Okay, my bad. Of course, it just so happens that we go to see where tartans and kilts are made.
Love it.
We go there.
I love that we just spent all that time on your good. Didn't realize you were still on your good from your GBG.
That's okay. And of course, when we go there, what is Sam wearing? His tartan. And what's being made right now? His tartan. The one that is being produced as the Sassenach tartan. That's just like... you know, come on, man.
I would have done the same thing.
I know, but it's just, it's a little self-serving.
It's exciting for him to be seeing it be made. He can talk about it. Whatevs, Blake.
It's like going to the concert with the t-shirt that you bought at that concert. It's like when you go to the concert, you buy the t-shirt, you take yours off, and you put the concert t-shirt on. You can't do that.
Okay, Blake.
If you're a t-shirt concert guy...
We understand that you are all set with Sam Heughan trying to save up for his retirement. Okay? Bless his little heart.
But I will say this. I will say this to make good on it. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice looking tartan, and I kind of want one.
For all the hate you just gave on him right now...
Yeah. No. He's a concert t-shirt guy.
Okay, let's move on to your grade.
But I really want one now, because it looks really nice.
At least I know what to get you for Christmas.
okay, and my grade, of course, is Sam busting on Graham's balls about the trailer park.
Oh my God.
About Sweet Castle. Man, that was awesome. And you could tell that Graham was just a little bit sensitive about it. And Sam calls out to the people that are on these ruins. Hey, are you a McTavish? yeah, you. The one coming out of your trailer park. Yeah. No? Okay, good. Yeah, like that's
too much.
It was awesome. Oh, man. That was great. Ruth Ann Carr here on Facebook says he almost single-handedly put prickly tartan in business. Yeah, I know. I heard. I read that they are very thankful to him. I appreciate all of that. That's the company that's making his tartan. Just a little self-serving. That's like, all I'm going to say.
Wants it. I can't.
I kind of do.
It means it did its job, Blake. That's all he's trying to do.
Oh, man. All right. So, Marvin, what do you think? Where do you want to begin with this one?
Okay, can we just take a moment? I would love for our friends online right now to help with this. What is Sam's actual clan? Because we get to hang out with Graham McTavish mm-hmm. in his broken down castle where Sam's busting on him. But we don't actually go to any of Sam's heritage stuff. We don't get to see anything that is actually of his kin. He just continues to pretend that he's actually Jamie Fraser, which Graham reminds him of. He's like, you're not actually a Fraser. Like, you see how regal Sarah Fraser is in her floor length tartan? You're not that classy, Sam. Okay, you need to stop pretending. Yep, we know strawberries, Sam. We got this. And I love how Sarah, too, would like kind of go into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I know that this show is made for Outlander fans.
Yes.
I get it. And it is exciting. But on the flip side, we get to hang out with Graham. And it's like, Sam's family might not even have a castle.
Yeah.
Sam's family might just have like...
a condo.
You made me laugh so hard. Oh my gosh.
You're
oh
welcome.
My gosh.
You're welcome. They got a condo.
Yeah, there you go.
They got a condo on the water somewhere.
I'm blurry again.
I know. I'm going to take care of you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
So I just think it's weird that it's particularly in this episode, it's not even brought up. But on the flip side, you know, it might be something that he's not very strong in or knowledgeable of. And
yeah, you know, all the Outlander nerds here are saying that he's still trying to learn his family history. And Ruth here says that Sam's father was a McDonald. So, yeah, people here are saying that they believe it's McDonald. You know, I mean, hey, it is what it is. What?
He's a McDonald?
Oh, that means he's...
Where's my family tree book? Oh, my God.
Mary has McDonald in on
McKenzie
her side.
And McDonald.
Yes.
So my dad's side is McDonald. My mom's side is McKenzie.
Yes.
And, oh, my gosh.
You could be like 15th cousins with Sam Heughan.
Can I invite him to Rhode Island for a family reunion? Should I invite him to Nova Scotia with us?
You know what, Mary? I'll take it.
Makes me want to shout. Yes, I'll be like, Sam, tell me. Tell me about all of your family tales. This keeps falling. We got this. We'll get this. I'm so excited about that. But anyway, even though that wasn't what we delved into, Blake, let's take it away.
Okay. What? About what?
In your Google Doc.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, you know, I really enjoyed this episode. I feel like this was one of the better ones. I wonder if...
Content-wise.
Yes, content-wise. And I wonder if, again, we talked about this earlier, but I want to kind of reiterate it. I wonder if this would have been better served if this were earlier in the season. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm here for the ride, so I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, it wasn't an episode that I was necessarily laughing with Sam and Graham about that much. I have enjoyed the history of it. What I wish would have happened is, you know, we got to have that sheep herding time. We got to be there with the sheep herders.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wish that there was a little bit more connection between all of these things. I mean, obviously, baskets were built to maybe carry the wool. You know, it's the foot bones connected to the leg bone. Like, yeah. I wish that we could have a little bit of this continuity of here is how these people on this country really created this amazing, thriving community. You know, we had it with the walkers, the walking song that led into this is important for dying for the Tartans, mm-hmm. which I loved that. I just wish that we had more of those connections, which obviously we can all make. But I don't know, Men in Kilt season 2, that's what I want.
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
so I don't care about where it was placed within this season, but I can appreciate how you may would have wanted it a little sooner.
Yep. Angie here on Facebook asks, did they do it this week to coincide with National Tartan Day? You know what? I would not see that coincidence as just coincidental. You're probably right, though I don't know for sure. Here's a question I have for you, Marvin.
Okay.
The flight scene when they are going to Sween Castle... Did they take that, some of that scene, cut it all up, and put it in last week's episode for the air portion of the episode?
When they were in the plane.
Yeah, they had the same exact outfits and the same exact leather coats and all that other stuff.
I don't blame them. Reuse that content, right?
I don't know. I'm just going to put it out. This is the official nerd call. All the nerds out there, tell me if you think that or if you know that it was the same instance. Because it certainly looked that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I get, hey, you know, you cut it all up and you save some footage for one part of the show and you save it for another part of the show. And though I will also say, too, that it was very funny, Sam getting up onto that plane. And he
understand how to open the door.
He's like, yeah, don't stand there. And Graham says, yeah, where it says, don't stand here. And he couldn't understand the door, so he just climbed
in.
I don't know if that was real. I don't know if he really did that. Like,
I would believe that.
Yeah. Yep.
I see myself a lot like Sam. Maybe it's because we're related. but I would have done that. I'd have been like, I can't figure this out. And I would just take my leg and put it over the half door.
Sure.
I can figure out how to get in.
And then we got the tandem bike You got the tandem bike as well. And
tandem bike with Sam stopping pedaling.
Just pushing his legs out.
Gotta love those men.
Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, fun moments, but also historical moments. We have some friends here on Facebook who are saying, you know, obviously they're laying things down as we get to the Culloden episode. So really kind of layering on this history and the different clans and making sure that we have this knowledge of these people, specifically, like, you know, a lot of them being warring with each other and having these issues, and yet many of them coming together. Some of them fighting on the other side, but it'll be interesting as we go into the Culloden episode as well.
What did you think about the tartan making of it all? She was saying that the lady that was there at the prickly, whatever it is, I can't remember the name of the thing. The prickly thistle. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name of the company. I'm sorry. You know, that they had these machines. The one that they were using was from the 50s, and all these little pieces of thread that all had to be done by hand, obviously, back in the day. And now they have the machines. What a beautiful process.
How many looms have you seen? Shuttle looms.
Grand total?
Yeah.
Probably like one.
Yeah, where'd you see it?
Let's see. Men in kilts, tartans, and clans.
Oh my gosh. Well played. Well played.
You're welcome.
So Rhode Island, Pawtucket, Rhode Island, actually, was one of the founding places during the textile industrial revolution.
Yes.
And so, like, field trips that we had to go on as wee little lads and lasses, yes, a lot of them involved like looming machinery, mm-hmm, and seeing the shuttle go back and forth, and then how it was able to be made so that you didn't have to actually pass it, and having to use your feet to shift between it to give it that the patterns. You have to like shift the things in the different. It is incredible. Incredibly confusing. And then to see how they were able to, even in the, you know, in the 50s, make this piece of machinery. They don't make stuff like they did. Mm-hmm. You know, for her to be able to use that piece that was made in the 50s, how many machines do you have at work or in your house that are from the 50s?
Yeah. Probably. Actually, our house was built in the 50s.
Our house was built in the 50s.
But I'm sure all the mechanicals are not.
But I bet you if they built like a tartan making machine right now, it won't last half a century.
Probably not.
They just don't make things that well.
Hey, our friend Gloria from Methuen says Sturbridge Village has looms, Blake. You know what?
Your cousin from Boston.
Thanks,
we have
Gloria.
Loads of looms here in New England.
Yes. You know loads what? Of looms. So then, you know what? This is my second loom that I've seen. I just don't remember from Sturbridge Village.
Probably didn't actually go inside the building that had the loom.
Who knows? What
you
else?
Would remember, Blake.
Oh, yeah.
You would remember the loom.
You would remember the loom. Trust me.
Yeah, but just watching that process and seeing all the different you know, threads that go into making these tartans, making them so strong that really they would keep the individuals warm, that they could help them stay dry. I mean, how many clothes do you own, aside from a raincoat, mm-hmm, that keep you dry? Like, that's how well made these articles are.
Yeah, and that's how tight they are.
To keep you from the Scottish elements.
Yeah, that's wild to think about that. You would think, like, wearing wool, like, it'd get wet and it'd just be heavy and gross.
Stinky.
And just nasty. Yeah, it's crazy.
I know. And to know how much work went into it, and as you get to see when Graham was talking about his family tartans, that there are different tartans for different activities.
Yes, yes.
And we've actually learned some of that from our friends at Scotland Shop.
That's right, scotlandshop.com. They've taken care of us. They've taught us a whole bunch of different stuff, whether it was for weathered hunting stuff or whatever. Go to scotlandshop.com. And trust me, put the discount code OutlanderCast in there. You'll get 15% off your purchase. It's amazing.
I mean, if you're inspired to check out the different tartans, even just to peruse the amount of tartans that they have on their website and in stock, and they do talk like with you, over the phone or over chat. They really want to make sure. So if you have a family tartan or tartans, as Graham was able to show you, there's ones for like dressing up, and there's ones for just hanging out.
Not tandem bike riding, apparently.
No. It's a really, there are phenomenal people, obviously based in Scotland. Blake and I I've been able to work with them. And it's just really cool. Being Scottish myself, you know, seeing my family tartans, because there are many, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that there, you know, I grew
up. You thought
up,
there was just one, like one we have, each family. That's it.
And, you know, the McKenzie side of my family is new to me. So the McDonald's side of my family, I always grew up knowing. And, like, we have china that has, like, the McDonald's tartan.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on the china.
Oh, wow.
We have just, like, random things. Not myself. Obviously, we don't have them here. But in my family, it's been passed down. And it's just funny because I didn't realize that there were other versions of McDonald's tartans until recently. Yeah.
Yep. You have a McDonald's kilt yourself, as a matter of fact, which is really cool, man. Where did we get that? We got that at King Richard's Fair.
Yes, at a Renaissance Fair.
At a Renaissance Fair.
Because that's where you buy a kilt.
For all of you Massachusetts nerds, all you New England nerds, it's King Richard's Fair. It's where we got it.
That's where you go.
And you know what?
Your cousin from Boston.
You're welcome. Anything else you want to say about this episode, my
love? That's really it. That's really it.
I liked hearing the history about Rob Roy and also referencing the movie with Liam Neeson. I thought that was really cool. Again, I like these things that they do to reference, like in the book, they do this a lot where they reference things in pop culture and they give you the example.
Yes.
Of what it is so that you can put yourself in the frame of mind for what it is.
And the visual aspect of it,
yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. What did you think about the Game of Thrones reference in the credits scene, my darling?
I thought it was great. Yeah, I thought it was fine.
It was a fun little jab, a fun little thing. You know, I've heard and I've read that Sam actually auditioned for roles in Game of Thrones and was turned down each time, obviously, only to get the role in Outlander, which probably worked out better for him.
I would agree.
Unless he was going to be Jon Snow or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's Kit Harington.
I'm fond of Sam. Is Jamie. So
yes.
Glad we got him. So yeah, just a really great episode. A lot of wonderful information. And for so many of us, when we think of Scotland, you know, we think of the bagpipes and we think of the scenery and we think of the tartans. So to have this episode right here and to learn more about the clans, it's just been awesome.
Karen here says, it was new to me to hear that Christian churches would put buildings on former pagan sites. Interesting. Also very interesting. It's a fun little bit of history that that is not widely known. And, you know, Christianity or, you know, the Catholics are famous for taking pagan holidays and pagan traditions and just putting their own spin on it. I mean, Christmas is a perfect example of that.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, Jesus was born December 25th. No, he wasn't. They just did that because that was a feast of the pagans. So they
the
took
winter
that.
Solstice.
It was the winter solstice. So
he was born in the spring.
Yep. So like it's interesting to to hear those things and to have them confirmed, and especially in this context with men in kilts. Really cool. And I would love for there to be like some kind of proof of who's buried in that thing. Like, is that really right? Like, I don't know. I the history dork in me wants to know. But I kind of like the mystery box.
I like the mystery. I'm all about the mystery.
Let the mystery be, man. Yes. That's a good leftovers reference for you. So anything else you want to talk about this?
That's really it. Right, that's really it. Just a great episode.
Let's close it out, shall we?
We shall.
If I could find the draw. Here it is.
Take this moment to thank you all for tuning in and being a part of this community. You know, it's been a crazy year. It has been an absolutely bananas year. In addition to just the pandemic physically driving us apart, it's been tough. There's been a lot of different tough topics, and you know, to see these two guys from different clans have this little like against each other, I don't know, it just got me thinking. Like, I love that we're able to bond with friends over the internet about Outlander and Scotland and men in kilts and clanlands. Like, we are so fortunate to be in the time that we are in, to be able to have found each other in whatever way, shape, or form. Blake and I, as we said earlier, we started podcasting about Outlander 7 years ago because we did not know anybody else who was watching the show. And I just want to take this moment to truly thank you for taking the time to listen, to subscribe to our podcast and whatever podcast app you subscribe to, for joining us live. If you join us live on Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, maybe you're on our text reminder service. Mm-hmm. So I can let you know when we go live. If you're in the US, it's the phone number 81010. And in the message field, the @ at @OutlanderCast. If you're outside the U.S., don't worry. I can send you a message as well. Just go to remind.com/join/OutlanderCast. All just one word when you say OutlanderCast.
And of course, don't forget about jointhenerdclan.com, where you get all kinds of great perks and bonus podcasts and premium episodes of what we're doing here, early access to all of our shows. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's going to be one thing that happens this Saturday, which I'm very, 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 very worried about. I'm going to be the model for the latest Minute with Mary products.
Yes.
And it is happening just for the members at jointhenerdclan.com. So you will be seeing me or Mary giving a live tutorial for the latest Minute with Mary products on yours truly.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be, you know what, as Mary says, interesting.
Yes.
It's going to be
interesting.
Interesting. For those of you who are watching this on Facebook on the replay, just put the GIF that somebody created of Mary saying interesting.
If we can find it. Exactly.
If you can find it.
So those of you at the Nerd Clan, jointhenerdclan.com, keep your eyes peeled for Saturday. If you're not yet a member there, for as little as $2 a month, you can head on over. It's like PBS. You know what I mean? It's listener supported. That's how we do these podcasts. That's how we do everything that we do. And it's all thanks to you. All right, Blake.
What's
on that note?
Yeah.
My name is Mary.
My name is a very nervous Blake.
And you have been listening to Outlander Cast.